USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax that anything that would cause the United States to become more directly involved in Russia's war with Ukraine cannot be made by executive order by the Biden administration.
The idea of war, or the idea of the U.S. being directly involved in the war, the Constitution requires that it be debated in Congress. The president doesn't have the power to do or enter us into a war.
Paul also said that he believes that the United States is prepared adequately for cyber attacks by Russia. The Senate Judiciary Committee has reconvened today on Capitol Hill, where Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is undergoing another marathon day of questioning. While Democrats have the vote to confirm Biden's high court nominee on their own, Jackson's final day of questioning today could prove critical to the White House goal of securing at least some Republican support and shoring up the Supreme Court's credibility. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Russian military forces have destroyed a new laboratory at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that, among other things, works to improve management of radioactive waste. The Russian military seized the decommissioned plant about a month ago. The exclusion zone is the contaminated area around the plant, the site of the worst nuclear meltdown in the world back in 1986. The laboratory contained highly active samples and samples of radioactive waste that are now in the hands of the enemy, which they hope will harm itself and not the civilized world. Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
It could be even harder to get your groceries in California.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, according to the company. And if regulators agree, it could mean a chance to start finally vaccinating the littlest kids by summer. Moderna said in the coming weeks it will ask regulators in the U.S. and Europe to authorize two small-dose shots for youngsters under six. The company is also seeking to have large-dose shots cleared for older children and teens in the U.S. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will marry his long-term partner Stella Morris inside a high-security prison in southeast London today at a small ceremony attended by four guests, two official witnesses, and two guards. Assange is being held in jail while U.S. authorities seek his extradition to face trial on 18 counts relating to WikiLeaks' release of much U.S. confidential military record information and diplomatic cables more than a decade ago. The 50-year-old Australian who denies any wrongdoing has been in prison since 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.